When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Our summer day withers away too soon, speak low. When you speak low, our moment is swift, like ships adrift, we're swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon, I feel wherever I go that tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here, and always too soon. Time is so old and love so brief. Love is pure gold and time a thief. We're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends. Too soon, I wait. Darling, I wait. Thief, we're late, darling, we're late. The curtain descends, everything ends. Too soon, I wait. Darling, I wait. Will you speak? Speak love to me and soon.
Well, in the entire canon of popular recording, who could speak lower or speak better about love and sing about it too than Carmen McRae? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 WLIW-FM, Long Island's only signature, one-of-a-kind, individual public radio station. That wonderful song has music by Kurt Vile, lyrics by Ogden Nash, and it is a perfect marriage, in my opinion, of a great composer and a great popular singer. And that's what we're going to examine today. Not so much Kurt Vile's theater performance or operatic hall performance or even classical music theater performance, but Kurt Vile's Hit Parade, all these great songs he wrote for the theater, taken on by the great popular singers, sometimes of his day and a little further on. So that's it. Great singers, great music here on Broadway to Main Street. And I want to thank the Kurt Vile Foundation for Music for underwriting our show today, our third in our Kurt Vile celebration of 2021. Well, we all know that before Kurt Weill hit the Broadway scene in the mid-1930s, he wrote in Berlin. He wrote with Bertolt Brecht, and he had three smash hits that certainly made him and transcended his reputation across the Atlantic, and that was The Rise and Fall of the City of Mahogany, The Threepenny Opera, which we'll get back to, and a final show called Happy End, which I had the privilege of seeing in 1977-78 on Broadway. Took that long to come here, with Meryl Streep and Christopher Lloyd. I think the A&R producers at Columbia were probably influenced by another song we'll get to hear later in the show. And they pulled this song from the 1920s off the charts and jazzed it up a little bit, gave it to Andy Williams, who had a charting hit in 1961 with the Bilbao song.
That old Bilbao moon, I won't forget it soon. That old Bilbao moon, just like a big balloon. That old Bilbao moon. While Tony's Beat Saloon rocked with an old-time tune, we'd sing a song the whole night long, and I can still recall those were the greatest. Those were the greatest. Those were the greatest nights of them all. No paint was on the door. The grass grew through the floor. Tony's 2x4 on the Bilbao shore. But there were friends galore, and there was beer to pour, and moonlight on the shore. That old Bilbao shore, we'd sing all night with all our might, and I can still recall those were the greatest. Those were the greatest. Those were the nights of them all. That old Bilbao moon, I won't forget it soon. That old Bilbao moon, just like a big balloon. That old Bilbao moon would rise above the dune, while Tony's Beat Saloon rocked with an old time tune. We'd sing all night with all our might, and I can still recall those were the greatest. Those were the greatest. Those were the greatest nights of them all.
I've been hunting through woods. I've been fishing over water for one certain girl who's a certain father's daughter. I've been following trails. I've been staring after ships. For a certain pair of eyes and a certain pair of lips. Yes, I looked everywhere. You can look without wings. And I found a great variety of interesting things, but it never was you. It never was anywhere you. An occasional sunset reminded me, or a flower hanging high on a tulip tree, or one red star hung low in the west, or a heartbreak call from a meadowlark's nest made me think for a moment, maybe it's true, I found her in the star, in the call, in the blue, but it never was you. It never was anywhere you. It never was anywhere you.
Ah, a brilliant ballad from Knickerbocker Holiday, who sang it better ever than Tony Bennett, who's had, what, his fifth, sixth, seventh comeback and has retired from the stage, but not without leaving us so many, many, many beloved renditions. And certainly that one is extremely high on my list. Well, today is Kurt Weill's Hit Parade. We're going to segue off the pop charts for a second and go to the New York Festival of Song. Our good friends and our particular pal, Steve Blyer, who's the artistic director, and they just released the first Nyfos record ever, which is from a recording in the 1990s with Steve at the piano and the stunning Lorraine Hunt Lieberson singing a fabulous song from Lady in the Dark. So this is, I don't know, this is hot off the presses or whatever you do these days in the digital world. A beautiful rendition of One Life to Live.
Speed me straight to the moon.
was a Nyphos recording. You can go to iTunes or Apple or whatever and download it yourself. The first of, I hope, many New York Festival of Song recordings. Well, this is a good moment to recognize the Ira and Leonor Gershwin Philanthropic Fund, because Ira wrote lyrics to that show, too. So we have Gershwin and Weil working together to support Broadway to Main Street. Here is, I believe, the first pop recording of the Saga of Jenny from Lady in the Dark, and it's by Mildred Bailey, that rocking chair lady, one of the most wonderful swinging singers of the 30s and 40s.
There once was a girl named Jenny, whose virtues were varied and many, excepting that she was inclined always to make up her mind. And Jenny points a moral with which you cannot quarrel, as you will find. Jenny made her mind up when she was three. She herself was going to trim the Christmas tree. Christmas Eve she lit the candles, tossed the tapers away. Little Jenny was an orphan on Christmas Day.
Oh, Jenny, bright as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
She lost one dad and mother, a sister and a brother, but she would make up her mind. Jenny made her mind up when she was 12 that into foreign languages she would delve. But at 17 to Vassar it was quite a blow that in 27 languages she couldn't say no. Jenny made her mind up at 22 to get herself a husband was the thing to do. She got herself all dialed up in her satins and furs, and she got herself a husband, but he wasn't hers. Jenny made her mind up at 39 she would take a trip to the Argentine. She was only on vacation, but the Latins agree. Jenny was the one who started the good neighbor policy. Jenny made her mind up at 75 she would live to be the oldest woman alive. But gin and rum and destiny play funny tricks, and poor Jenny kicked the bucket at 76 Jenny points a moral with which you cannot quarrel, makes a lot of common sense. Jenny and her saga prove that you are gaga if you don't keep sitting on the fence.
Jenny and her story points the way to glory to all men and womankind.
Anyone with vision comes to this decision.
My ship's aglow with a million pearls and rubies fill each bin. The sun sits high in a sapphire sky when my ship comes in. I can't wait the years till it appears one fine day, one spring. But the pearls and such, they won't mean much if there's missing just one thing. I do not care if that day arrives, that dream need never be. If the ship I sing doesn't also bring my own true love to me. If I sing, doesn't also bring my own true love to me. If the ship I sing doesn't also bring my own.
His creamy voice could only belong to one person, Doris Day. What a knockout recording of My Ship from Lady in the Dark. Music by Kurt Weill. Lyrics by Ira Gershwin. Abby Lincoln was a pioneering singer who sort of segued very quickly from pop to jazz and became one of our most important jazz performers. She sings this song from One Touch of Venus. That's him. She's one of the very first people to record this song, and everything she touched turns to gold and rubies and silk and pearls and you name it. But at any rate, here is Abby Lincoln to serve up That's Him.
You can shuffle him with millions, so and civilians, I'd pick him out. In the darkest caves and hallways, I would know him always, beyond a doubt. Identification comes easily to me, because that's he. You know, the way you feel when there is autumn in the air, that's him. That's him. The way you feel when and finished with your hair. That's him. That's him. You know the way you feel when you smell bread baking. The way you feel when suddenly a tooth stops aching. Wonderful world, wonderful you. That's him. That's him. He is as simple as a swim in summer. Not arty, not actory. He's like a plumber when you need a plumber. He's satisfactory. You know the way you feel when you wanna knock on wood. The way you feel when your heart is gone for good. Wonderful world, wonderful you.
Well, after World War II, Kurt Weill embarked in a series of very serious, very substantial, and very groundbreaking musicals for the Broadway stage. Street Scene is a toughie. It involves murder and lust and desire and many different families in this particular tenement. But Kurt Weill, who always had his eye on the hit parade, he always wanted to be accepted as a popular composer in America, created two swinging tunes for this show. And here is a orchestral version with a pop orchestra of the time of What Good Would the Moon Be?
Good would the night be without the right lips whispering low. Kiss me, oh darling, kiss me, while evening stars still glow. No, it won't be a primrose path for me. No, it won't be diamonds and gold, but maybe it will be someone who loves me, someone who loves just me, to have and to.
On the side, I never knew there was anyone living like you. Moon face, starry eyed, I'm gonna bust my vest with pride. I never lived, baby, not at all, till I met you. At 6 o'clock I expect your call. At 7 o'clock I am in the hall. At 8 o'clock if you don't come by, by 9 o'clock baby I'd die. Moon-faced, starry-eyed, cooking with gas when I'm by your side. I swear my heart's nowhere without you.
What a trifecta we have here. That was Benny Goodman's orchestra with Johnny Mercer. Yes, our friend Johnny Mercer as the singer, and music by Kurt Vile, and I should add lyrics by Langston Hughes from Street Scene. Well, Vile's next show didn't quite succeed. It never got properly recorded because of a musician strike. It's called Love Life, lyrics by Alan J. Lerner, and a wonderful singer introduced to me by our friend Eric Comstock. Felicia Sanders did an all Kurt Vile album in 1960. She was a pop singer, but very, very few people devoted whole albums to Kurt Vile that at that point in the century. Here is a wonderful version of Green Up Time from Love Life.
Yesterday morning I did see blossoms on the took a breath and thought, could it be, it
screen up time. Then I began to look around out in every field I found. Greens were a pushing up through the ground. It's green up time. And sure enough, the bluebells trickled, April in the glen. And sure enough, I fell in love with love again. Then I started feeling awful bright. Had a thought that hit me right. I'll have my honey dance me tonight.
Find a field of gold, but here I'll stay with you. And they say there's an isle deep with clover where your heart wears a smile all day through. But I know well they're wrong, and I know where I belong, and here I'll stay with you. For that land is a sandy illusion. It's the theme of a dream gone astray, and the world others rule. I can find loving you, and so
favorite voices of all time. That is Here I'll Stay, a beautiful ballad sung by Joe Stafford from Love Life, a kind of song that she made popular when the show was actually out and about in the late 1940s. Lost in the Stars was probably his most ambitious show, or certainly a show that did not have a quote-unquote popular topic for Broadway. This was an anti-apartheid musical set in South Africa, lyrics by Maxwell Anderson. And as I said, Kurt Weill was, you know, one of the most popular, accessible, interesting composers of certainly the 1940s, who's up there with Rodgers, in my opinion. And certainly Dick Haymes thought so, because he recorded this very rare song, Thousands of Miles from Lost in the Stars, I think one of the most beautiful things Kurt Weill ever wrote.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of miles, thousands and thousands and thousands of miles.
How many miles to the heart of a child? Thousands of miles, thousands of miles. When he lay on your breast, he looked up and smiled. The cross tens of thousands, thousands of miles. Each lives alone in a world of dark, crossing the skies in a lonely arc. Save when love leaps out like a leaping spark over thousands, thousands of miles. Not miles or walls or length of day, nor the cold out of midnight can hold us apart. Or swifter than wings of the morning, a pathway of the heart. How many miles to the heart of a sun? Thousands of miles, thousands of miles. Farther off than the rails or the railroads run. Across tens of thousands, thousands of miles. The lines on the map stretch far and thin to the streets and the days that close him in. But then, as of old, he turns round to grin. Over thousands, thousands of miles. Over tens of thousands of
made the sea and the land. He held all the stars in the palm of his hand, and they ran through his fingers like grains of sand. And one little star fell alone. So the Lord God hunted through the wide night air for that little dark star on the wind down there. And he stated and promised he'd take special care so it wouldn't get lost no more. Now a man don't mind if the stars grow dim and the clouds blow over and darken him, as long as the Lord God's watching over them, keeping track how it all goes on. Well, I've been walking through the night and the day till my eyes get weary
and my head turns gray. And sometimes it seems maybe God's gone away, forgetting the promise that we heard him say. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, big stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars. And sometimes it seems maybe God's gone away, forgetting that promise that we heard him say. And we're lost out here in the stars, little stars, bigger stars, blowing through the night. And we're lost out here in the stars. I'm lost in the stars.
Well, that's the stunning title song to Lost in the Stars, rendered by Sammy Davis Jr. And that's a song that's been picked up by a lot of pop artists. I should say a preponderance of them were black singers. And Billy Eckstine, Sammy Davis, Lena Horne, Pearl Bailey all covered Lost in the Stars in the 1950s, because obviously it meant something very much to them in terms of being a vanguard show about racial injustice. Well, we're coming to the final lap of Kurt Weill's Hit Parade. I want to thank the Kurt Weill Foundation for Music. And of course, this is Broadway to Main Street. And this is a song that everybody sang. I guess if you're over 40, you get to sing it. Certainly male singers over 40 get to sing it. But here is a recording from 1946. It is, again, I believe, one of the first popular covers of this song, only 8 years after it debuted on Broadway. And it is Frank Sinatra doing a very early but very moving version of a song he would return to. In fact, I guess Frank did an album called September of My Years in the 1960s. But about 20 years before that, he tackled September's Song.
But the days grow short when you reach September, and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, and I haven't got time and the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you. And the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you.
Sinatra, September song. Well, we're coming to the end of our Kurt Weill Hit Parade, and we can only come to the end with the biggie. This is a song from Three Penny Opera that American audiences didn't really know until Three Penny Opera was revived off-Broadway in 1954, and then Louis Armstrong covered it in 1955. So by 1959, it was fair game for a singer like Bobby Darin, who swings it in such an unforgettable way that it not only became a classic rendition, but was number one on the pop charts for 9 weeks. How about that for Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht? How about that for achieving the hit parade? And I'm proud to say it hit number one the week I was born, September 29th, 1959. So Mackie may be back, but Kurt Weill is always with us. And let's close out with a fantastic rendition of one of his eternal melodies.
The shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with its teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10 old Mackies back in town. Now you hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie, he spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Yes, yeah, sweet Audrey, who is not a Lenya, and Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe, now that Maggie's back in town. I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, sweet Audrey, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line falls on the right,
that Maggie's back in
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3:00.